Back here on Dodger Weekly on KVFD, AM 1400. A good Friday morning to you on the program. This morning, we are joined again, as we have been several times over the last few weeks now, by Leah Glasgow, the President and CEO of Unity Point Health Fort Dodge. Leah, of course, good to have you back on the program, and I'm going to introduce our other guests in just a moment. But first of all, thank you for the time. Good to visit with you again.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rob. It's so glad to be good to be with you today. We're thankful for the opportunity to share a little bit more about what's happening at Unity Point Health Fort Dodge with your radio listeners. So thanks for having us.
Not a problem. Always good to have you. And we've talked about different subjects when you've been on. And last time we talked about your cardiology department, your award-winning cardiology department. But today we're going to talk a little bit about mental health and the Berry Hill Center, and join us in that conversation is Dr. Caitlin Thompson, a psychiatrist at the Berry Hill Center. Dr. Thompson, thank you for the time this morning. It's good to have you on the program.
Well, thanks for having me. I love talking about this.
Not a problem at all. Now, you are a psychiatrist in the Berry Hill Center. Talk a little bit about what you guys focus on from a psychiatry standpoint, if you would.
Yeah, it's a good question because we often get it from our patients. You know, there are terms like a psychiatrist, a psychologist, therapist. You know, what do these terms mean? As psychiatrists, we're physicians who, after medical school, went on for specialized training in the diagnosis and treatment of mental health conditions. So we treat things like depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, substance use disorders. And our colleagues who do the psychotherapy side of things, which we did receive some training in, but they focus on the talk therapy. We focus mainly on the medication management side of things.
Dr. Caitlin Thompson from the Berry Hill Center and Unity Point Health Fort Dodge President and CEO Leah Glasgow are my guests this morning. Dr. Thompson, focusing on the mental health side here, what are you guys seeing there in the Berry Hill Center in terms of the response to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, it's certainly been a really difficult season. You know, thank goodness, not all of us will get or have had the coronavirus, but I would guarantee most of us have been affected on some level emotionally by this pandemic. And in my sort of selfish view and small world of things, my gravest concern is it really has to do with the impact of isolation. Somewhere along the line, social distancing has become, for several folks, social disconnection. And what really is tough about that is we're social beings. And it turns out we actually really need each other. We're really meant to live in community. And we've lost that in our desire to do the right thing by helping to prevent spread. We've become disconnected. And that's probably the biggest change that we've seen at the Berry Hill Center, the impact of that. So we're going to have to be really creative as we go into winter, because I think in a lot of ways, it was easy over the summer to find safe ways to stay connected with our friends. You know, we could be outside, we could be distanced from each other. But that'll be different as you know, the seasons are changing rapidly right now. We're going to have to find new ways to do that in a different season. And this is coming from someone who doesn't like to be cold. But I tell you what, I think I'm going to have to invest in, you know, bundling up, getting outside, taking some winter hikes. And I think there are ways we can do that with our friends, you know, keep our 6 feet distance. But that's a great way to have a conversation with someone. We're just going to have to find new ways to do that over this next season here.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a really good point, because obviously the weather is going to play a factor into that in terms of being able to get outside and do some of the things that we were doing during the summer season as well. Leah, I want to ask you, you know, Unity Point Health Berry Hill Center has a variety of services that you all offer there. If you would, talk a little bit about some of the services that you offer through the Berry Hill Center.
Sure. So I really appreciated what Dr. Thompson said about just that we're meant to live in community. And so, you know, as people are experiencing, you know, these challenges with COVID-19 and you're just not sure what to do, I would just always encourage you, the Berry Health Center is a resource for you. And there's lots of different ways that we can help you. Dr. Thompson, as a psychiatrist, can help you if you need to be evaluated, whether you should be on medication or not. She's the right person to see for that. And then we have a whole host of outpatient behavioral health services. We're doing things like behavioral health urgent care and mobile crisis response. We have lots of community-based programs where we go out into the community in various ways. I know into the schools and support people right in their home. And then we have a community resource center, and that is where we go out and do education training and training for groups of people. Now more, we'll do that electronically over like things like Zoom or other meeting platforms. And we can sure meet with your group if you're interested in learning more about the health services that are available. Give you a little bit more information of our two new programs that I mentioned in that list, which is the urgent care and the mobile crisis center. We opened the behavioral health urgent care on April 1st, and since then, we've seen 163 patients through that urgent care. So people that felt like they had an urgent need to seek help. And so, you know, it's always a concern, so where should I go? If I need help right now, where do I go? And, you know, we sure still see people in our emergency department, and we would encourage, you know, someone that has suicidal thoughts or concerns to go there. If you have urgent, though, other needs, and maybe Dr. Thompson wants to give more description of this, the urgent care would be a place to go. The other opportunity is the mobile crisis response, and that's a team of people that go out and face-to-face work with the mental health people that are seeking mental health services. We are doing this service in Wright County, Webster County, Hampton, and also I think I said right here in Webster County. So there is a call if you need the most. I'm going to give you that number right now. You might want to write. It's called Your Life Iowa. The crisis line is 855-581-8111. And it is available to you 24/7, 365 days a year.
And that's, you know, that's an awesome thing to have. Again, that crisis line number, 855-581-8111, 24/7, 365 days a year. And, you know, Leah and Dr. Thompson, either one of you guys can really take this, but I feel like in the last few months here in this area, we're starting to see a really cooperative and concerted effort to address the issues of mental health. It seems like every time I turn around, from a news perspective, I'm seeing more of what this area is trying to do to kind of help people in that situation, alleviate some of that issue as well. So I really have to commend not only you guys at Berry Hill Center, but a lot of other people who are stepping into this gap to try to create some solutions to these problems.
Yeah, this is, you know, I think we all see the need. And, you know, I think as caregivers in our community, we care about your health. We care about your whole health, and that includes, you know, your mental health as well as your physical health. And so it is something that's very important to us as a community caregivers. This is very important to us. And so we are trying to find different avenues to reach people. We still know that there's people out there that need help that haven't gotten the help that they need yet. And so that's our effort, is to reach those that haven't received help yet, to reach out and talk to somebody about what the next steps might be for you. And you can call the Berry Health Center, and we can help you with that if you're not sure.
Leah Glasgow, the CEO and president of Unity Point Health Fort Dodge, and Dr. Caitlin Thompson, psychiatrist with the Unity Point Health Berry Hill Center, are my guests here on the program. Dr. Thompson, I wanted to ask you, Leah touched on the new behavioral health urgent care you guys have at the Berry Hill Center. What type of things are you guys dealing with in terms of mental health in your urgent care facility there?
That's a great question, and it's really a variety. It can be folks who are just in that moment really needing somebody to talk to. Other folks just wondering, you know, I've been having these connections. How do I plug in the services? So my biggest message for anybody who's listening, when in doubt, just give us a phone call. When in doubt, just come in to the urgent care to see if there is something that we couldn't be doing to be useful to you.
Leah, I wanted to ask you a little bit here about your community resource center through the Berry Hill Center. As I understand it, you guys have materials to educate groups and other agencies as well about some of the topics in behavioral health. Talk a little bit about that and where folks can find more information about that.
Yeah, so we love the opportunity to educate people on how to recognize the signs and symptoms of behavioral health needs. The education programs and materials, we're available. We have educators that will, you know, you can just call the Berry Hill Center. Again, that's your first phone call, and we'll direct you to the right people to help you get the information that you need. We love to go out to service groups or businesses. Especially if you feel like you're interacting with groups that need support, maybe that you're not sure how to give to them. And so, or even we're getting a lot of calls of how do I recognize that someone might need some behavioral health or mental health help? And so those are great. Our resource center is a great way to get your team educated. Like I said, we'll do Zoom classes for you. We can really connect you even on a conference call and get your team the education that you need. And then again, if you are encountering some sort of what you think might be a mental health concern or a crisis, the two ways to access us are, you know, just calling the Berry Hill Center or coming into our urgent care. Or if you need someone to come to your house, this Your Life Iowa is really your first call, and they can connect you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We'll get you to the right place if you call that number.
Absolutely. And you guys are doing a great job in terms of trying to provide that help to the community as well. I want to one more time go over the crisis line. If you're having a behavioral health crisis issue or someone in your family is, the mobile crisis response unit is available in Webster and the surrounding counties, Humboldt, Pocahontas, and Wright. You call Your Life Iowa at 855-581-8111. That's 855-581-8111. That crisis line available 24/7, 365 days a year. Dr. Caitlin Thompson, I'd like to ask you anything else to add to our conversation before we go this morning?
I would just say, you know, for all of us, that no matter at what point we're at, we could all work on our emotional health. You know, basic things to remember, exercise is still the best medication for our brain. And get outside. We know, and this pandemic, being outdoors is the safest place to be. And Just one last point. I am encouraging a lot of folks to just step away from social media, step into more positive social interaction.
And that's a good piece of advice, too, I think, that we all could probably benefit from as well. Dr. Caitlin Thompson from the Unity Point Health Berry Hill Center and Leah Glasgow, the president and CEO of Unity Point Health Fort Dodge, have been my guests here on the program. It's been very nice visiting with you guys. I appreciate the time. And Leah, I know we'll be seeing you again in a few weeks, and looking forward to a variety of topics and what we'll cover in the next time. But thank you guys so much for the time this morning. Been a very enlightening and enjoyable conversation.
Thank you, Rob. We really appreciate the opportunity to share about the services available at Unity Point Health. So thanks for having us.